there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from the campus of Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. The music is under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. I'm Aunt Carolyn with a special Bible story just for you. Choir, for that message and song about the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I tell you, some of our Bible clubbers really wear good thinking caps and are good at answering Bible quizzes. If you have your pencil and paper, I wonder if you could answer this one today. It's about the judges. What judge had an army of 300 men who could lap up water like a dog? Do you know that one? What judge had an army of 300 men who could lap up water like a dog? Well, if you have to think and study, you can look in Judges chapter 7. And when you find it, send your answer to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. And I'll be glad to write and to give you a little prize if you get the correct answer. And maybe if you're a first-time listener, you'd like to ask for a membership button, too. You know, I've been thinking about Bible clubbers a whole lot this week. Have you ever said, I'm a little afraid of the dark? Maybe you didn't want to go out in the yard or out to the garage alone after dark because you're just a little bit afraid? Well, you're not the only one. But when we know the Lord Jesus Christ, we have nothing to fear. He made the light and the darkness, and He can care for us just as well in the darkness as in the light. Like this nice poem by Louise Evie. I'm not afraid of the dark anymore, for light and darkness were made by the Lord Jesus, who lives in my heart, and Jesus is never afraid. Why, yes, Jesus made the light, and He made the darkness, and He can see in the light and in the darkness just as well. And we never need to be afraid when we're His servant and His child through faith in Christ Jesus. You know, Psalms 56:3 says, "What time I'm afraid, I will trust in Thee." And so you never have to be afraid. You can trust the Lord Jesus. And when we're not afraid, we can stand up for Him and go forward for Him, just as in the next song by the choir, Onward Christian Soldiers.
Thank you.
What a pitiful sight Joseph must have been as he was in Egypt, far away from home and far away from anyone who knew or loved him, rejected, mistreated, and sold as a slave to Potiphar, who was a captain in the Egyptian army. Oh, how low he must have felt on the inside. Oh, how badly he must have felt when he thought he did nothing to deserve this. And if it'd been most of us, we'd have just griped and grumbled and said, "Well, Lord, why did you let this happen to me?" We'd have complained, I know. But not Joseph. He just had a little something more to him than that. He just had a streak of character in his backbone that wouldn't let anything get him down. He didn't let trials and tribulations put him down in the dumps. He didn't let it shake his faith or his faithfulness. It only seemed to draw him closer to the Lord. And that's how it was that as he was working as a slave in Potiphar's house, he just decided, "I'm off from home, but God knows what I'm doing. It's God I'm responsible to, and I'm going to do my best for him." And he did. And it wasn't long before Potiphar began to notice that there's something different about this Joseph guy. "Why, everything he does well. Why, I never have to come behind and see if he did the job I left him to do. I never have to check and see if he's taken anything out of our goods or something that belongs in the house. Say, you know, I've noticed that boy is really dependable." And it wasn't long before he promoted him till he was the highest person in the household, overseer of everything Potiphar had. He saw about the farm and the fields. He saw about the grain. He saw about all the household goods. He saw all about the money. He did all the bookkeeping. And it says that Potiphar, only thing he knew he had was what he ate at the dinner table. He didn't worry about a thing. He could depend on Joseph completely. Say, how wonderful it is to find a boy or a girl who's that kind of a person for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you needn't think it's all good and glory, because temptation was coming up too. The devil has a way of always planting temptation in your way if you're going to stand faithful and true to the Lord. And sometimes it comes in the form of somebody who has an evil and wicked heart, as it did in Joseph's case. And it was Potiphar's wife. Oh, how sad. She looked at Joseph and saw how handsome and how strong he was. And she said, I think I'll just tempt him. And she did. And she tried to lure him aside. And she tried to make Joseph do wrong. But Joseph just wouldn't give in to her. He said, "I'm not going to do wrong. Why, my master's trusted me with everything. I couldn't sin against him. I couldn't sin against the Lord." And when she just hounded him and stayed in his ears and pestered him, one day he just finally left. And she was trying to take hold, and he just left his coat and all and got out of there. Say, you know, that's sometimes what we have to do to keep from sin and going against God. Just use your feet and run and get away from what's going on that's wrong. And that's what Joseph did. You have to really admire him. Well, that made that wicked woman so mad that when her husband came home, she even added and made it worse and told a terrible lie on Joseph. And her husband believed her. And the first thing you knew, Joseph landed in the prison house. Nobody remembered all the faithfulness and all the good job he had done. They just took the first lie against him and believed it and chunked him in prison. Well, you'd have thought Joseph was down for the count for sure by now. But that prison guard never had a prisoner like Joseph before. Why, he was dependable. He cheered up the other prisoners. And before long, the guard didn't tend to anything in the prison. He just left it all in Joseph's hands. Oh, God bless Joseph everywhere he went because of his faithfulness. And then one morning Joseph was in the prison. There was the king's butler and baker. They'd done something wrong that displeased the king, so they'd landed in prison too. And Joseph looked at them, and their faces were so long and sad, till he said, "What's the matter with you boys this morning?" Isn't it something how kind and thoughtful Joseph was? Why, if he'd been like us, we'd have been thinking about ourselves and thinking about, "Here I am in prison and I didn't deserve it." But not Joseph. He was studying about somebody else, And when they were sad, he immediately noticed them and took their problems to heart. He said, "Boys, what's the matter? Made you so sad?" They said, "Oh, we had a dream last night. Don't understand what in the world it could mean." And Joseph said, "Well, I don't know, but I know the God who can interpret dreams. Say, tell them to me." And so they did. And Joseph told the butler that he'd soon be returned back to his place as cupbearer in the king's palace. And then the baker was so excited about the good news for the butler that he told him his dream. But he didn't have very good news for him. He says, "In 3 days, you're going to get your head chopped off." And both dreams came true, just as Joseph had mentioned. And Joseph said to the butler when he left the prison and was restored to his place as the king's cupbearer, he said, "Now you remember me when you get back up there." But you know, the cupbearer was so enthralled with his own position, so glad to have his own life restored, so glad to be out of prison, that he forgot all about Joseph. What a sad thing we can be so thoughtless and unthankful. And so there was Joseph for 2 years in that prison. And then one day an unusual thing happened. The king had a dream. And he rolled and he tossed and he puzzled and he couldn't figure it out. And somebody said, "Well, there's a man down in prison." The butler finally remembered. "Oh, yes, I do this day remember my deeds." And he told the king about Joseph. And you know, it wasn't long before Joseph was called by the king to come before the throne. Oh, say, Joseph didn't just shout hooray and run up there. No, sir. He shaved and he washed and he combed his hair and he got cleaned up to honor the king and came out. Oh, what a wonderful testimony Joseph had wherever he went. And whether he was down in the dungeon or whether he was up on top ruler of Potiphar's house, he was faithful in the job the Lord had given him to do. Now, if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, I hope you'll be that kind of a testimony. You know, there's so many jobs that boys and girls could do for the Lord Jesus if they'd just be faithful to Him. Not look for glory and praise and thanks for every little thing you do, but just be dependable, knowing like Joseph, if nobody ever sees you but the Lord will know. And He'll reward you in His own special way. So now, boys and girls, be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand up for Him and be true. Flee youthful lusts.
Into my heart.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time. Be with us again next week, and be sure to tell a friend to listen also. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.